This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and urging you to take just a few moments out of your busy day to consider the reality and the importance of your life in the light of the teachings of the sacred scriptures, the Bible. Today I want to begin with you a series of lessons entitled, What Hinders You from Being Baptized? And I wish to base this upon the reading in Acts chapter 8, verse 36. And as they went on the way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch saith, Behold, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Now in this passage, the pronoun they refers to the evangelist Philip, a faithful preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and a man of Ethiopia, who had been to Jerusalem to worship according to the Jewish religion and was now returning home. And Philip the preacher had been sent by the Lord to instruct him into what to do to be saved. And we find that as they rode along together, Philip having been invited by the eunuch to come up into the chariot with him and to explain the passage from which he had been reading, namely from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah in the Old Testament, and Philip began from that scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now notice plainly, as they ride along, the Bible tells us that what Philip preached to the man was Jesus. And as he preached, they came to a certain water. When they came to this water, the man of Ethiopia cried out, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip told him, if he believed with all of his heart that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he may. And he confessed his faith in Christ, and then both Philip and the Ethiopian got out of the chariot. They both went down into the water, and Philip baptized the man into Christ. Now, I'm deeply concerned about the question which was posed by the man in Ethiopia, because it seems to me, in dealing with people down through the years, that many people face just this very problem. What doth hinder me to be baptized? In fact, I want to turn the question to the listeners in our audience today. What hinders you from being baptized? I know there are people who hear the Word of God, they believe the Word of God, and yet somehow or other they never get around to obeying the gospel plan of salvation. I want to try today to point out some things that do stand in the way, that do hinder men and women and young men and women from being baptized. It may be that I will deal with the thing which has been standing in your way. I certainly hope so. And to help you to see that you ought to obey Jesus Christ in this matter. For the Bible plainly teaches that you cannot be saved unless you are involved in obedience to Him and the culminating act that brings one into remission of sins by the blood of Christ is the act of obedience of being immersed in water unto the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. But let us suppose that today the thing that has been hindering you is that you just cannot see that it's necessary. I sometimes have people to tell me, but I just can't see any sense to it. I cannot see why anyone would have to be baptized in order to be saved. Well, let me hurriedly admit that from a purely human standpoint, no one can see why it's necessary. If you were looking at it strictly from a philosophical standpoint, I could offer absolutely no reason why anyone should be baptized. But friends, we do not walk by human philosophy. Paul made this clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25, and I urge you to read that. And in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, the prophet of God said that it's not within man that walketh to direct his own steps. The way of man is not in himself. We have to have revelation from God to know what to do to be saved. In 2 Kings chapter 5, there was a man named Naaman who had the dreaded disease of leprosy. And this man, going down to the prophet in Israel, Elisha, was told to go dip in the River Jordan 7 times. Now, from a purely human standpoint, from a purely philosophical standpoint, there was absolutely no reason whatever to do it. But it was necessary for him to do it in order to receive the cleansing from his leprosy for the simple reason that it was according to the plan of God. God's word, through the prophet, had instructed him to do it. But our time is gone for today. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.